The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome to Who's On Content, a show that explores and dissects the influential, behavioral altering power of content through thought-provoking, culturally relevant, and industry-shifting dialogues. I'm your host, of course, EJ, Head of Special Projects at DBA, and I'm so fucking excited for you to join me on this journey of getting to know the innovative leaders and creators in our insanely addictive industry of content marketing. I mean, if content is the only influencer of behavior, we might as well figure out who's on content. Let's get into it. Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Who's On Content. So, news flash, news alert. You heard it here first. After today's episode, Who's On Content is going to do, really like go on like a little bit of a hiatus. But don't worry, we're going to come back with a new format and even more tea on content marketing, brands, influencers, shows, pop culture, all the things that are and are not on content, but just in a new and exciting new format. Be sure you follow at Who's On Content and also at The Real DBA for all of the show updates. Now, today's episode is really one of those episodes where we can all relate to what our special guest is going to be sharing. Have you ever felt like a weird sensation in your stomach or wondered why you always are breaking out or wondering why you're always tired or wondering why you feel the way you feel? And you go to the doctor and they say, everything looks good. Your blood work looks great. Well, that happened to Paige Lindgren. Paige is a 23-year-old Los Angeles-based wellness influencer, certified hormone specialist, and certified MAT Pilates instructor who is passionate about helping women feel their best and finding balance. After struggling with health issues for many years, numerous doctor visits, and no real answers, Paige decided to take matters into her own hands and get to the bottom of what was really going on. Again, we've all been there. The doctor can't tell you what's going on, but something's going on. Through countless hours of research and tests, she was able to come to the conclusion that her health issues were a result of a hormone imbalance. And because of this, Paige decided to get her hormone specialist certification so she could help others who are going through the same experience. She loves sharing about the relationship between stress and hormone and how those things are connected and how the effect of stress and hormones can affect our overall health, along with sharing easy and healthy recipes to balance your hormones. Listen, she knows all about a blood sugar balance plate. Get into it. Paige also loves sharing workout videos and overall lifestyle content. Her philosophy is to focus on the basics. Get in the sun, move your body, laugh with friends, and eat real food. Paige has been featured in a variety of notable publications from Well and Good, Mind Body Green, and Yahoo. I am so, so, so excited for you all to get into my interview with Paige because she really is fresh on her content creation journey, but her content creation journey is rooted in expertise because she had experienced these devastating health issues for many, many years. And because she was able to really figure out what was going on with herself and heal herself from the inside out, she's creating content that hopefully will inspire others to do the same. So without further ado, let's get into it. The one, the only, Paige Lindgren. Welcome to Who's On Content.
Thank you so much.
Paige is a new talent that joined our roster at DBA, and we are so excited to have her and really have her on the show because Paige's content is what you all may remember from previous shows is what we call edutaining. And it's edutaining because her content is based in all things nutritional, hormones, all the things. And so, Paige, before we get into what makes you you and the content of you, We always like to ask our guests, how do you define content?
I think you just, that's my first time hearing that little like word you just said. What did you call it?
Edutaining.
I was literally going to, yeah. Content.
Because it's like educational, but also entertaining.
That's what I was going to say. I think content, entertainment, and education.
Yeah.
So literally that.
It's edutaining.
That's
don't
what content
you love
is.
That? And so how long have you been on TikTok creating this edutaining content?
I've had TikTok for probably a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
The first half of TikTok, it was like head down, showing my hands cooking. Like, No, I wasn't super involved in that.
No.
You don't know who I am.
Here it is.
Yeah. And then around last December, January is when I just started like getting more involved in it and sharing more educational combined with entertaining content. Okay. Really a year now, though.
And was there content that you saw that was engaging for you that made you maybe think like, hey, if this is engaging for me, maybe my community that I'm building will also find me engaging if I show my face and kind of talk more?
Actually, yeah, my dad, he was like, you need to like just start talking. I was seeing so many aesthetic videos of these like beautiful routines and health just looking so perfect. And
health looking so perfect when health is anything but perfect.
But perfect. Ow. And if you're aiming for perfect, that itself is unhealthy.
Yeah.
So that, it was almost like that realization of like, I live a pretty healthy lifestyle and my morning routine looks nothing like these people with the white sheets and like all of that.
Listen.
So it was the combination of seeing that and then my dad being like, you're kind of making content that isn't super true to you. Like, talk. Like, do your thing. Like I said, I majored, like I took broadcast journalism classes, a ton of them. And like, I love talking. Like I do.
I mean, so you're just like, why am I not talking?
Why am I not? So it was the combination of like seeing what I wanted to kind of like change a little bit and then my dad's support on it to like just start doing it.
I love supportive parents. And speaking of the content of you, it sounds like the content of your upbringing was a lot of self-expression.
Yes.
And your parents gave you a lot of runway to kind of figure out who you, Paige, wanted to be, not who they wanted Paige to be.
Yeah, I am very lucky on that. I did, like entertainment was my thing. Like, I did musicals. I did, like, that was, like, I loved.
You were the drama kid.
I was the drama kid.
I love that.
My new friends don't know that.
I
was the drama kid. But I was never allowed to, like, when I was like, I want to be on Broadway, they're like, no. So, like, they let me do my stuff, but they're like, but be realistic, too. So,
parents.
It's just, like, that little, like, even, I mean, the career I have right now, never did I think I'd have it. Like, this wasn't the plan at all. But since it's come, they're, like, super supportive.
And it's so interesting because they, and your parents are, what, in their 50s and 60s?
50s, yeah.
Yeah, so the content of what was seen as professional or even something that someone does for money that can actually like afford a home and take care of a family was not. Social media has not been around that long. It's only been around a solid 15 years at most.
And it's changed so much just since TikTok's come out.
Changed so much. I mean, since Facebook started. I remember when you needed an EDU email address and we were passing it around and I was like, woo, okay.
This is so new. Just as it's new to literally everyone, this is just like the first generation going through this. We can't ask people
to understand a world that we're still trying to understand like, week to week with the algorithm.
There's no one who's had this profession for 20 years that I can be like,
so how do you
how did you do it? And how have you gotten through the last 20 years? And like, that's not, there's no one to talk about. You kind of have to like take it.
Yeah.
Day by day.
I mean, because technically, DBA has been around for 12 years and we were there at the very start of blogging and when everyone had a Blogspot account and it was just like these really influential people creating long form content on these blogs. And then Instagram came along and kind of like gave you an opportunity to give people a Costco sample of, this is me, I'm a really cool person and now go follow my blog. And so you kind of see how one form of media informs the other. And so when you think back to, okay, from drama, to hormones. What content in between young Paige to Paige, the like hormone specialist, kind of like fuel that journey?
It's so cool actually when I like just think of what I'm doing right now and just my past because my life really was like I loved performing.
Yeah.
I loved that. And then my whole life I struggled with health issues.
Okay.
I have Hashimoto's disease, which is a thyroid disorder.
Okay.
It's triggered so many other things that at the end of the day ended up being hormone problems. But it took years and years and years to finally figure out that it was hormone problems causing all of it. So
and how did you figure out that it was hormone problems?
An amazing doctor.
Shout out to the doctors that actually do the work.
That actually do the work. That it was more of a integrative doctor who looks at the full picture and it's like, you know, everything you're saying, it's like, sounds like you have a million diagnoses, but kind of just stems from your hormones. So it took like a whole, I started my Instagram when I was a senior in high school because like I said, my name wasn't on it. My photos weren't on it. It was just trying to figure out foods that would make me feel good.
Yeah.
Trying to just kind of almost keep a diary in a way.
Because you were trying to figure out what was triggering
me to feel so shitty.
And because we love to give people the content of the content, your disease, like, how does it affect you?
No energy.
So like, you're just like low energy.
Could not get out of bed.
Okay.
I was like, how can my friends be doing all this stuff? And I don't want to hang out with them at all because I want to be napping.
Yeah.
Stomach pain every day. Really bad mood. Like everything made me just so much, like any food I ate just made me so bloated.
Ooh.
I mean, extreme weight fluctuations. That was a huge thing. Yeah. Up and down with no change in anything. Like I could go on night sweats. Like I said, just my doctor was like, you have a million diagnoses, but it's
again, it's all hormonal
based.
What's the
root, right? Yeah. And he's like, it's hormonal based. So once I heard it was hormonal based and I started working on my hormones and I felt a way I hadn't felt ever in my life.
Which was good. And
which was
you had energy.
Normal. Yeah. I could like just go
Isn't
to
that
work.
Funny?
And
I
like,
felt normal.
I could just like eat lunch with friends and like be fine and like go to work and not come home and like want to sleep 12 hours, you know?
Yeah.
So once I started feeling that, like I started sharing it a little more. And so my friends started to get to know me as like the person who knew what she was talking about in a way. Cause I'd seen every doctor. I'm like, I'm not a doctor, but I've seen them. So then I started hearing about all my friends just not feeling well. And then started posting more on social media and starting to get DM, like not really a big following yet, but it hit its like target audience.
Yeah.
So then I started hearing about all these people experiencing very similar things where I'm like, it's your hormones at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And you're trying to do everything to fix that, but you're doing everything wrong. Basically, you're not focusing on your hormones.
Because you were transparent about your disease, which is good because I think that's the context that people don't get sometimes when someone comes out as a quote unquote expert and there's no backstory on why you are the expert.
Right.
Where you're like, no, I actually have this disease and I was able to cure or at least keep it manageable by changing the hormones that I was taking in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was through that. And I knew I wanted to talk about it, but I'm like, I can talk about my story. That's one thing.
Yeah.
But hormones are so broad. I want to actually like have the qualification to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So I went through an institute and I became a certified hormone specialist.
And what does that mean to be a certified hormonal specialist?
It means I know about all the hormones. I'm not an endocrinologist. That's something that like people... Like, so what can you do? Are you a doctor? Like, I'm not a doctor, but I know every phase of every part in your cycle. I know every autoimmune thing, your thyroid. I know all of that. I know how nutrition can impact your hormones. Hormone therapy can impact your hormones. Supplements. It's more down the integrative path where you look at someone as a whole body.
Yes.
And yeah, so I know a lot about hormones.
Oh my God. I love that. In learning about your hormone imbalance and doing the work to get it balanced where you could start to like eat and feel better and do all these things. When did your salad series?
My salad series came up. That was actually the most like out of the blue thing on my page because most of my stuff really was hormone focused, recipe focused. And it was my first time like actually just showing my, like just talking. Like, I'm a salad fanatic. Like,
okay.
I saw so many of the things of like find the best coffee in LA, find the best.
I'm
like, no, I want to know the best salad in LA.
And so, where is the best salad?
I go debatable. Between a few, debatable, but the one that surprised me the most is called The Window.
Okay.
It's $7. And I've tried them all. I did the $44 Beverly Hills Hotel one. I've done them all. But the $7 kale salad from The Window.
You lost me at kale.
What are you, like a romaine guy?
I am. Definitely romaine, a leafy green, boots. Romaine, leafy greens.
Then do you like Chinese chicken?
No, because I don't like chicken.
So what do you like?
I like everything but chicken. I don't trust chicken.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't trust the chicken industry.
That's actually funny. I used to be the same way.
Can't do it.
I didn't eat chicken for years just because I didn't trust it.
Yeah, I just don't trust it. There's just too many chicken breasts at the BJ's.
Yeah.
And I get that chickens out wet, like... outnumber humans like 3-1. So if we're at 8 billion, there's 24 billion chicken. But I don't really know
I've
that everyone's...
I've never heard someone... I have the exact thing. I didn't eat chicken for literally 5 years.
I'm not doing it. I don't believe that we're farming all these chicken. No. I don't believe that everything that we're eating is chicken. I think some of this is added with other things. We always used to talk about red meat. Red meat's bad. So we over... like, not over police, but like... over-criticize and over-analyze red meat and pork, and chicken just flew under the coop.
So do you eat red meat?
All day.
Okay,
girl,
good.
Give me a good steak. What?
Red
Rare
meat?
Rare as hell.
That's
blue.
One of... Red meat's my favorite thing to tell women to eat for their hormones.
Come on.
And it was so demonized for so long.
Why do you think they say after you have blood drawn,
go get a steak.
Absolutely.
Hello, I need the blood flowing.
Yeah.
Oh, Paige, you're my new favorite.
Let's go get a steak together.
My new favorite hormone specialist. And so, okay, so you go on this journey to find the best salad, which is that mm-hmm. window, your kale salad. We'll yes. let you have it. But then where did the content lead you after the best salad? Were yes. people in the comments like, well, where's the best bagel? Or were they like, well, what are the hormones in the salad that make it the best salad? Like, where did
it was really interesting. Yeah, actually, just I think the audience, it brought a whole different audience. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like the people from Nebraska who follow me from hormones, like super involved in it. You know, I got a ton of LA people to my page, and that's what kind of expanded my page.
Mm-hmm. The influencers started influencing yeah. like the follower account.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
So they were still like, the salad thing kept going. I created my own salad with one of my favorite salad places.
Nice.
That was amazing.
What was the name of the salad that you created, and what place did you create it with?
It's called Alfalfa. Like, it's in Santa Monica. My salad's not called Alfalfa. The place is called Alfalfa.
Okay. I was like...
Mine was called the Santa Monica Sunrise. It was a summertime salad. It's not there right now, but okay. hopefully this summer. But, so after the salad thing kind of slowed down, I was like, honestly, pretty torn. I'm like, when I post about hormones, I feel like people aren't as interested because they came here for salads.
Yeah, but then when
mm-hmm. I started the salad, I'm like, the people who came here for hormones, like, what do I do? So honestly, it was kind of a weird, I mean, I still feel like that right now.
Yeah.
I think a lot of my audience came from just different things. I'm like.
Yeah. And that's the thing. When you understand what content is content-y, you can provide yeah. as many audience members and eventually they become community members because they yeah. invest.
Yeah.
You know, you took your audience that loved your salad recommendations and converted them into a community, and that community right. invested in the Santa Monica Sunrise
yes.
at Alfalfa. And so now you have people invested in understanding the science behind what we put in our bodies.
Right. Yes. I love to like do little nutritional breakdowns of like, before the salad I was doing, like, I guess I've had a lot of different series throughout mm-hmm. TikTok, like, but I was doing one about just like how to build a happy hormone plate. And like, there's a whole series of all goes down to blood sugar balance. That could just like be its own topic,
yeah.
something I'm obsessed with. But that was its own series. So then when I created my salad, I really wanted it to be like, this is a blood sugar balanced salad.
Mm.
You have your protein, you have everything that makes up.
I was going to ask you, what makes a plate blood
sugar balanced?
Blood sugar balanced.
Protein, fiber, fat.
Protein, fiber, and fat. Okay.
Yeah. That will keep your blood sugar super stable. If you're having like straight up just a carb, which I love carbs.
Yeah.
Like especially for hormones, you just need to pair it with a fiber, a fat, or a protein. Even just one,
yeah.
I recommend all. But
nice.
Otherwise, shaky, like low blood sugar, high blood sugar, it makes your cortisol all out of whack. When your cortisol is out of whack, all your other hormones are out of whack.
Yeah.
It's like such an overlooked thing. Like, no, just eat more protein.
And because hormones are so overlooked, what are some of the telltale signs of a hormonal imbalance?
As women, we're so used to thinking that PMS is just normal. Like, that's what we kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a very normal thing.
Yeah, the pain of PMS mm-hmm. and, like, menstrual cramps, that's not normal.
It's like, okay, it's common, but it shouldn't be normal.
Exactly.
And so that's something I'm just passionate... Like, if you're having debilitating periods where you are calling out of work or you just, like, have to be relying on Tylenol every day to just get you through a week, your hormones are likely unbalanced. The other thing is energy really controls your energy.
Yeah.
Really controls your mood, your weight. I really, like, your hormone... And your gut health, like everyone's like, everyone has stomach issues right now.
Everyone has
stomach issues, but no one thinks that your hormones could have anything to do with your stomach issues. But if your hormones aren't balanced, neither is your gut health.
Right.
Like, I honestly think, I'm not going to say like 100% of like issues, but I think a very large amount of issues that women are feeling that they go to the doctor and they're like, your blood work looks fine. They're not testing your hormones.
They're not testing your hormones.
Yeah, it's like, then it's likely a hormone imbalance.
And so if someone has the foresight or if someone is a follower or you come up on their FYP page, is there a specialist group? Is there a website that they go to then find a hormonal specialist to figure out, okay, well, if the doctor says my blood work is fine,
yeah.
then it must be my hormones. Like, what are the resources available to those people that actually want, outside of your platform, of course.
Yeah.
Because your platform is... For some, especially in your generation of Gen Z, the first place where they hear the idea that it could be something other than.
Absolutely. Yeah. People ask me that all the time. I'm like, your gynecologist can run you a hormone panel. Like, you just need to ask them.
There you go.
You know? It's so... But sometimes they'll say no, and you just need to be persistent and say, no, I want this
done. I want this test. Yeah. Like, I'm going to end up paying for this visit anyway, girl. Yeah. Give me the test.
Give me the test. I mean, really, any doc, it's not like a weird out of the blue test to run your basic hormone levels.
Yeah.
It's just like, ask the doctor you have. That's a big starting point. If you don't want to get your blood work done and you know, like, my hormones are out of whack, like, I don't need to know what hormone it is. I just kind of want to start getting balanced.
Yeah.
There's so many resources out there. Just the cool thing about content now is, like,
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. You can listen to podcasts by doctors.
Yeah.
You can find amazing doctors and people online and YouTube and really educate yourself. I just released a whole platform on cycle syncing and hormone balance where it's like, there's a whole ebook right there. Like, you can, and this is obviously not for people who have, like, if you're really, really struggling,
work with a doctor. Go see a doctor. Yeah.
But if you're like, I just feel a little off. I'm curious if it's my hormones. That's the coolest thing about content is, like, you can teach yourself and learn so much from experts that you would have never been exposed to otherwise.
Oh, I love that. And so when you think about, okay, you've shared this debilitating disease that you have, mm-hmm. and you've shared how you've gotten your hormones in check, right?
Yeah.
How do you set boundaries in terms of giving away too much where people like, oh, like, well, how, oh, hey, are you on your period this week? How's your period? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, how do you set the boundaries of, this is for entertainment value only. Mm-hmm. My life is not for consumption.
Right.
My personal life.
Yeah. That is so something I'm dealing with, like, this very moment, day to day, because this is still so new to me. Mm-hmm. As it is, I really think for everyone, it's so funny because people really do, when you post maybe 7 Instagram stories one day, right?
Yeah.
They think that's all you did that whole day. You know what I mean?
Like, don't they?
Don't they?
Yes.
I'm like, sorry, I didn't show you the 6 hours I was sitting down at the table doing work. And then when I got my blood drawn and then when, like,
yeah,
it's, but then I'm like, do I need to prove to people that I'm doing work and that I I don't need to prove that. But then, yes, I want to help you, but yes, I'm not your doctor. So I'm not going to sit back and DM. Like, it is such this thing that I'm a little,
it's a mind fuck.
Yeah. It's a mind fuck. And it's hard.
Say that. I feel like Kourtney Kardashian. She's like, then say that and not that other shit.
It's hard. And a lot came up this past week with, like, kind of around that same subject.
Yeah.
Every friend I have who's kind of in this industry is an awful texter. Awful.
Yeah, of course. Girl, we busy.
And it's weird because, like, I had a friend reach out to me literally last week saying, like, I'm seeing you post on Instagram and TikTok, but you're not getting back to me. I'm like,
well, first of all,
it's a weird thing. If I'm trying to do this as a job, I need to see it as, like,
take it from nine to five.
Like, this is when I'm doing my work, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a weird thing. But I was just saying to a friend, like, a few days ago, it's going to be really interesting. Just the people in social media right now, how it ends up playing out. No one's used to getting as many notifications as everyone
is right
now. I don't
get any notifications from any social media site.
We're not supposed to hear.
I'm not doing it.
Even with friends, like, you would try calling a friend at the end of the day. If they were near their phone, they'd answer. If not, like, you're not supposed to have so much communication with everyone. And just between DMs and comments and then texting and then email, like,
it's information overload.
I'm like, this might mess people up. Yeah.
It's content overload, information overload. And so, again, the information that you're providing is really entertaining and it's really rooted in just wanting to empower people. And it sounds like you certainly want to empower women to be very conscious of their hormone balance or imbalance that may be lurking.
That the biggest thing for me is women are kind of sharing, like, these same common symptoms of lower energy, gut health, weight fluctuation, everything that I know for bad periods. Like, it's hormone related.
Right.
They're not feeling super confident in themselves. They're not feeling good. They think the best way to feel better is to take an extra exercise class.
Yep. Or go, like, buy a new pair of shoes. Yes. Or get your hair done. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm just going to have a salad.
Yep.
And let's skip dinner tonight. Like, all these different things because, like,
because that's what the content says.
Yeah. Because they're feeling a little puffy from their period. They're whatever it is. And that's doing the opposite. Stress is literally the worst thing. The worst thing.
Yeah.
For your body and hormones in general. And guess what? Under eating, that's a stress on your body. Over exercising, that's a stress.
Come on,
being
talk
stressed,
about it.
That's a stress.
Yes.
That's doing worse for
the
your hormones
stressors,
than just, like, learning about what your body's going through, giving your body love, and, like, accepting it. Do less rather than more for hormones a lot of the time.
Do less rather than more for hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do less rather than more for hormones, your hormones would do more
yes.
and better for you.
Right.
Mm.
In this world we live in, it's really easy to be in a constant fight or flight.
Yeah.
When you're in that state, your hormones aren't working.
Oh.
Your body's like, how do I run away from this bear? Not how do I like take care of your hormones?
Oh my
Does that make
gosh.
Sense?
That makes total sense. What is the filter that you put your content through in order to say, how can this thing that can be scary to so many people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or that can challenge people's perceived notions or narratives around health and around gut health, how do you challenge that and or bring that challenge in to how you create?
Yeah.
And to how you're able to not only inspire, but encourage.
Yeah. I think like it comes from just have already have been on the other side of like
yeah, doing yeah, all yeah. You know
so
how people feel.
It,
yep, yep, yep.
And then knowing what actually worked. And at the end of the day, it
go.
Wasn't the intimidating stuff.
Right.
It wasn't the
it was like, oh my God,
having
I could
to
do this
a million
by just
routines.
Doing, yeah.
yeah. It wasn't having to buy all these supplements and make these meals. It was getting back to the basics. Get more sunlight. Eat blood sugar balancing meals.
Yeah.
Like the simple things. And that's really what I preach. It's really like, how can we simplify this? Because weirdly enough, that's what's going to help you the most.
So understand that this is now your career.
Yeah.
You are a talent on DBA's roster.
So cool.
Welcome to the Avengers. What brands do you find are interested in working with someone with content like yours? You know, a hormonal certified, excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Certified hormonal specialist. Is it more in the medical space? Is it more in the food space? A combo of two?
I'd say primarily good 80% right now is in the food space.
Makes sense.
I love working with food because I'm like, I
yeah.
love food. I love recipe. Like
you're like,
testing.
Period. Tell
and
me
like,
if I can cook this differently and I'm going to get a better
uh-huh.
hormone intake.
Uh-huh.
Fabulous.
Like, let's make a hormone healthy version of like your,
oh,
someone's favorite,
that.
Like with your product. Like, I think that's so fun.
Oh, okay. Now, with that, we have come okay. to the portion of the show called Rapid Fire. I'm going to ask you four questions.
Okay.
After each question, I'm going to ask you, who's on content? Your favorite form of content. Who's on content?
Video content.
And what videos are you watching currently?
It really is. I'm a TikTok YouTube girl. It's really.
You just go down a rabbit hole and let that algorithm take you wherever.
And it takes me so good.
Like, oh, you love a good video playlist. I
uh-huh.
live for that. You need a reset. Who's on content?
Bubble baths.
Come on.
Yeah.
Do you put anything in them?
Epsom salts.
Yes. Because
yes.
that just, Epsom salt. Helps like heal the bones and the muscles,
mm-hmm.
right?
Relax you.
Ooh, okay. I'm gonna take me a bath with Epsom salt tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be inspired. Who's on content?
My grandpa.
Oh.
He's like really inspires me in giving me so many things. And then my friend Sarah, she's on content.
When you need to be inspired.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Last rapid fire question. When you need to feel joy, who's on content?
Erwan.
What?
Don't
Yo,
hate me.
I don't know what it is about y'all West Coast girls, but y'all love y'all some Erwan, which is nothing but a bougier, more expensive,
yeah.
more crowded Whole Foods.
It's better.
I walked into Erwan, I was like, girl.
You need to go with me.
I was like, this is
I
just...
need to tell you what to get.
Okay, as the certified hormonal specialist,
yeah.
you might be the supermarket sweep like,
I am.
Champ.
I basically, I live like right down the street from Erwan. So it's
just, so you know how to navigate the store.
It's a little too easy, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Okay, Paige, we've talked about the content of your upbringing where your parents have given you the opportunity to explore who you were within
mm-hmm.
the confines of what they thought was safe and possible and
right.
quote unquote lucrative
right.
for you to make money and not have to live with it forever.
Uh-huh.
We talked about the content of a good salad and
mm-hmm.
the content of a blood sugar level balanced plate.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about the concept of being a certified hormonal specialist
yes.
and why people should, when they have a thousand diagnoses,
yeah.
look at their hormonal levels because it is so important to
yeah.
overall holistic views on health.
Yes.
All of this is likely going to hit the metaverse, hit Web3. What do you think is the future of our industry?
I really wish I could know, and it's going to be so interesting,
mm-hmm.
but it really is having access to things that we'd never really be able to have access before.
There you go. And
what
are some of those things that you think we'll have access to that we never have been able to have access to before?
Like hearing from experts in their fields.
Mm.
Like learning about...
Like sitting virtually to a
mm-hmm.
conference that... like
that you probably wouldn't have flown out to,
yeah.
you know, originally. Or I haven't traveled much yet.
Okay.
And I love when I see people in different countries and I just like get to actually see what that place looks like or what that culture is like.
I love that.
And I'm like, because I haven't been there yet. So like learning about things. I mean, my dad's For You page is all, he's a pilot, but like, it's all airplane stuff. And it's like, you can learn a lot about airplanes if you want to learn about airplanes without having to like,
without having to do
just getting
extra,
to learn so much. It's all right there. Ugh. Whatever you want to learn.
Whatever you want to learn is all right there. And you are there to provide, at least on the internet, the hormonal side of the business.
That's what I'm trying.
Paige, is there anything you want people to know about your journey and where you are going with your brand, the professionalism of certified hormonal specialist?
Yeah, I don't take it lightly at all. I, like I said, this never was my plan as a career path at all.
Yeah.
And it's cool how my path of like wanting to be on camera and then my path of like going through my own thing and being super passionate about hormones became one thing.
When passion meets determination and purpose.
And I was a consumer and went through it all and I tried every piece of advice anyone on the internet gave, and I'm just mindful of what I am sharing.
Yeah.
And I do, like, I just don't take it lightly, and I want people to know that.
Oh, I love that, Paige. Well, I want to thank you for joining us on Who's on Content, because your content is one of those spaces and places on the internet where, yes, there's a lot of like dance content and we love all of that. There's a lot of like fun, just mindless content to take our minds off of the daily hours of just daily life.
Yeah.
But what you're providing is a service to people. They give them another opportunity to perhaps test for something they didn't know could be an ailment for them and allow them to get back to living their lives.
Right.
And for that, I thank you.
I thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks again for listening. Be sure to follow us at The Real DBA for all of the show updates.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.